Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 99 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to review our favorite restaurants.
Okie dokie.
But first, we got another email from Hot Cub, and I'd like to read it.
Okay.
Hey boys, great show as usual. Obviously, he had just listened to our last episode about TV shows. Great show as usual. Pushing Daisies was a lot of fun, but it was killed by not the most recent writer's strike, but the one before that. So, I didn't
realize there was a writer's strike before that.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Lee Pace went on to be in films like The Hobbit series. Okay.
Which one's Lee Pace in The Hobbit series? Do you know?
We didn't talk about The Hobbit series, so it must have been some other show that he was in.
Well, no, The Hobbit series, he's talking about the movies.
Okay. But actually, he's talking about an actor named Lee Pace.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't recognize who that is.
That's what I didn't know what character he played in the Hobbit series. That's what I was saying.
Oh, okay. Bear, you were thinking of Dead Like Me, which is also fantastic. Patinkin left that show pretty early, I think after the first season. Classic Who demands a separation of enjoying the sci-fi itself and not concentrating too much on the wobbly sets, which were a result of the minuscule budget. Which, you know, kind of what we said, I think. He agrees with us. I actually prefer them to the new Who. That's an interesting way of calling it, the new Who. I definitely recommend Sandman, which follows some of the original work pretty well, although some gender swaps, which work to their advantage. I don't think Gaiman is gay, though. You might be thinking of Clive Barker. Anyway, love you guys. Hope all is well. I didn't actually look to see if Neil Gaiman was gay before we did the podcast. It was just something, as I mentioned in the podcast, an ex of mine was a big comic book fan, and Neil Gaiman in particular, and he made me read the Sandman series. And he told me that Neil Gaiman was gay, and I just believed it.
Okay. It doesn't matter. It's, you know, neither here nor there.
I don't think it's necessarily bad that he is or bad that he isn't.
Oh, it's bad if he's straight. I refuse. I'm kidding.
Kind of a strange mind for... it's usually gay people who have such imaginations.
Yeah. Recently, anyway.
Oh, well, yeah, since Rome was an empire, I guess. Okay, so the reviews of our favorite restaurants, these are probably going to be short reviews.
Yeah, we got a lot to go through.
Well, we go to a lot of restaurants.
I know.
Do you have any idea how I compiled this list?
You looked at our credit card receipts?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
Burger Central. Do you remember? Yeah. You know which one is Burger Central?
That's where I get my my fried egg and bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah, probably the only place in town that has a fried egg on a hamburger.
I think there's other ones, but
maybe Bionic Burger does.
Yeah, there's just places we don't normally go to. I think you can get them at like Dempsey's and you know, more the gastro
the,
pub.
The mom and pop places.
Yeah.
The national chains just don't do that.
No. Yeah.
In fact, I don't know of any national chain that has a fried egg. They're usually, like, hard-cooked.
Yeah. Well, that's what this is when you order it fried. It is hard-fried.
Mine was over easy.
Mine's always been hard-fried, so which is good because I don't like it juicy. Ugh. No, but it's a good place. And
I think it's locally owned. It has the look of a place that's locally owned.
Yeah, I think it's a mom-and-pop shop, like you said. I like it, too, because then I get my funnel cheesecake, my funnel fries, funnel cake fries with my burger. So
you get savory and sweet at the same time.
Yeah. But it's a good place. It's a little routine stop that we go to after we go to the...
When we go to the zoo. It's the right zoo, on the way to the zoo.
When we go to the park. So, it's an enjoyable place. The next one, it's up, Grimaldi's Pizza.
Grimaldi's Pizza is a New York pizza, New York style pizza chain.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is a national chain.
Yeah.
Although, I think when I looked up their menu, there was only like a dozen.
Yeah, there's not many
it's
of them.
It's really strange that they would have one in our town. Especially in the city where Pizza Hut was invented.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut came from here, so why would you go here to start a new pizza chain?
Apparently, Wichita has one of the best test markets in the nation, like second only Hong Kong, right, like in the world. Yeah, that's why we get all of these restaurants in town. A lot of these chain restaurants will pop up here. That's why there's so many places to eat, because that's all there is to do here. There is
a lot of places to eat.
There, but it's like one of the biggest test markets in the world. And it sounds very weird, but I read an article somewhere about that. But that's why we get so many restaurants. You know, it's pretty much the only thing you do here is get your car washed, go out to eat, and bowl. So.
Well, it does. I don't know how to put that. It doesn't help to cut corners here.
No.
You know, make your portions too small or have indifferent wait staff.
Yeah.
Because there's just too many other restaurants that you can go to. You can say, this is the last time I'll be here and mean it.
Yeah, yeah, because there is a ton of places. You guys are going to find out just by the review that we did today.
I don't care for New York pizza.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm used to Pizza Hut, you know, where you've got 10 different toppings on a pizza and 5 different crusts and thick or thin, and New York pizza just seems kind of plain.
I guess we're not going there anymore.
And this place, this Grimaldi's, apparently has some kind of special water filtration system to make it like the New York
it's
city
make,
water.
Make the dough the way it is, because the water is a big
that's
part of it.
That's what people say.
Yeah. So it's just like why the bread at the subs back home is so much better. So there I know like they have a sub shop that's famous in New Jersey called White House Subs that they actually opened up a restaurant in one of the casinos down in Vegas, and they actually flew the water out there. They fly the water out there every week to make the dough.
So, unfortunately, our water here isn't the same. It doesn't have salmonella in it.
Salmonella, yeah, all those evil things.
Taco Bell.
Gotta do the bell.
Isn't that a Mexican phone company?
Taco Bell, what can you say about it? It's cheap.
Yeah, a lot of fast food taco places are cheap, and that's a good reason to go.
Yeah.
If you don't have much money, they have thousands of things on their menu. I think because they can take a flour tortilla or a corn tortilla or a hard shell or a soft shell and put different things in it and call them something different.
Something different, yeah.
And when you've really only got 4 basic ingredients.
Yeah. I mean, I like Taco Bell. It's good in a crunch.
I don't like that they no longer take orders. You have to go to one of those computer kiosk things to place your order.
Yeah, I wonder if they're losing a lot of business because of that.
Probably from the old people.
We've seen a lot of people turn around and walk out.
We have seen old people come in and they say, you've got to order, and they just turn around and walk out.
Yeah, they get pissed.
And I've been seeing, like yesterday, we went to 3 different fast food places for breakfast, and the lobby was closed. It said drive-through only.
Yeah.
I've been seeing, and our pharmacy is starting to do that now.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't. No, especially because you don't like to eat in the car.
No, no. You're supposed to drive in a car. You're not supposed to eat in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems pretty obvious they're doing it because they can't hire people.
Yeah. Our people refuse to work there because they're not paying good enough wages.
Or maybe it's a bad work environment.
Yeah, there could be countless things wrong with it.
Yeah.
So.
But I don't like that drive-through only thing.
Yeah, either do I.
We, like I said, we went to three different places so we could end up eating someplace inside.
Yeah, the first place we went to was Burger King, which is the next list.
The next one, yes.
Yeah. Burger King.
You've been liking them lately.
Yeah, it's something different. I like their Whoppers, and it's just around the street from work. And their breakfast, I do like their breakfast.
I liked it. They're what they call flame broiled.
Yeah.
They're done on an infrared burner.
Oh, is that what it is?
It cooks the food really fast. And flame broiled, or, you know, what we used to call barbecued, the hamburger isn't on a flat grill cooking in its own fat. The fat all drips out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've been, like you said, Burger King is good. I do like the flame broiled. But I'm picky about what I do eat there, though. I don't stray very far from my normal choices. But I mean, do you eat there very often, except with me?
No, I don't think I do. Right. I don't know. That place is just kind of off in a corner. I don't even think about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's right there, but it is, you know.
It's probably within walking distance for you.
For work, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't walk over there, though. I really don't. I try not to walk anywhere that I don't have to. Mm-hmm.
Sonic Drive-In.
I haven't been there in forever. I love it. I like Sonic.
I like their food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes I'll go there when you're not with me and I need to eat something.
You get the chili coney.
Yeah, the chili cheese coney.
Yeah. Yeah, I like their drinks. I like their drinks.
Oh, yeah. They've got something like a million combinations. You can get all these different, and not just Pepsi and Coke products. I mean, they have both.
Yeah.
Which is really unusual.
Mm-hmm. That is. Oh, I didn't realize that they had that. Okay.
And at least I think they do.
Oh, really?
Okay. And all these different flavors, and you can get all of these different, like, syrups in them for other flavors. And
yeah,
I believe they said they have over a million combinations.
My favorite thing to get there is a cream slush, where they put a slush and then they put ice cream in it. Muy bueno. It's so good. And then they do the half-price drinks on happy hour, too.
Oh, so, I didn't know that. Yeah,
from, like, 2 to 5 or something like that. It's all half-price drinks, so. But, yeah, they have a lot of combinations. If you can't find what you want at Sonic, then there's something wrong with you.
Their menu is huge, too, because I generally only eat the chili cheese dog.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had their... I normally get their appetizers or their, you know, like their jalapeno cheese puffs, poppers or something like that. But their burgers are pretty good. Not a lot of places put fresh lettuce and tomato on their stuff anymore, and they do.
And I like, I don't think you should have to have lots of ketchup and mustard and whatever on a hamburger. Mm. I think it should have good enough flavor that you don't need all of that.
Yeah.
So there are some places that have a really plain hamburger, and I don't want to put ketchup on it, so I'll ask for chili.
Okay.
And that'll give the burger some flavor.
Some extra flavor. There you go.
I've always had this idea. Well, maybe not always, but you know how they have the little ketchup packets and mustard packets and sometimes relish in packets. So when you get something to go, you can put it on there when you get home. I think somebody should make a chili packet.
There you go. There's your get rich scheme.
You can't. Sometimes if you ask for chili on it, by the time you get it home, it's kind of like pudding.
Yeah.
It's and it would be nice to have a little chili packet.
Yeah.
That you could just spread it on there right before you eat it.
Yeah.
I have actually looked on Amazon to see if anybody sells anything like that, and nobody does.
I imagine it'd be hard to package, and they'd have to be big packets.
Yeah, kind of like a... the packets
a good oatmeal
for salads.
Oh, okay.
probably about that size.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So, here, I'm putting this idea out into the world. You can make $1 billion by making chili pancakes. I'm going to put it on Shark Tank.
Go on Shark Tank with me. Your favorite show.
Oh, yeah. I'm rolling my eyes.
Chico's, the Mexican restaurant.
My favorite Mexican restaurant in town.
Yeah, by far. Definitely
locally owned.
Mm-hmm.
The woman who owns it does a really good job. It is more Americanized Mexican, which is what I like.
Yeah.
I once brought home a Mexican guy who said, if you want to know what goes in an authentic Mexican burrito, go look in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I like a nice, bland, kind of consistent Mexican food.
Yeah. You're not very adventurous in when it comes to spices.
Not the spices, no.
So, no, but it's good food. I mean, we always get the same thing. We know our go-to's there.
Yeah, and we know what we like. Mm-hmm. So, why experiment?
Mm-hmm. Spangles.
Spangles. It's another locally owned, although I think they have maybe a dozen different places around town.
Yeah, I think
And nearby towns.
Yeah.
It used to be called Coney Island back when they started the Twin Lakes Shopping Center. I remember going there.
Okay.
And they decided they wanted to franchise, and they didn't want to use that name, so they had a contest, and the name that won was Spangles.
Okay.
And they have this slogan that they have on all their advertising. It just tastes better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the number one vandalizing of those signs is to change to say it just tastes bitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a pretty good place, though.
Kind of expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, to get food that you'll actually enjoy and eat is probably worth it.
For a fast food place, it is expensive. But, I mean, they have a pretty good variety of food.
Mm-hmm. I like that their fries are dipped in egg.
Yeah. Yeah. I get the same thing every time I go there. I get the sourdough bacon Swiss burger, which I think throws you off every time I eat it.
And I think they're the only place in town that will do any hamburger protein styles.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of getting a bun, they cover it in lettuce.
Yeah. And you've done that before.
Oh, lots of times.
Yeah. Okay.
Jimmy's Egg.
Standard diner food.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's locally owned, right?
Yeah. No, it's a chain.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's our go-to breakfast place.
Probably because we like a particular
waitress
that they have there.
She's very good at her job. Very good at her job. Very sweet. But it's fast. It's relatively cheap for the amount of food.
Well, they're a breakfast-only place. They open at like 6 a.m. and close at like 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people won't pay huge prices for breakfast.
No. But once again, I change it up a little bit when I go there to eat, but you pretty much eat the same thing every time, don't you?
Well, I used to get their corned beef hash and like biscuits and gravy, but they started making their own corned beef hash, which was awful.
Mm.
So I had to stop buying that.
Okay.
Now I order off the 55 plus menu, which is usually about half as much food and half as much price.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, since the gallbladder burst, I don't eat as much, so why pay for a full meal when it's just gonna
go to waste
there?
I always get the Baja omelet, which is bacon, avocado, and lettuce, or bacon, avocado with tomato.
It's probably the Baja. What makes it the Baja is the avocado.
Yeah. It's really tasty, though. I enjoy it quite a bit. So I actually have cravings for it at times. So I would say that's our go-to breakfast place out of everything where we go.
If it's not going to be fast food.
Yeah. Okay.
Wendy's.
Wendy's is Wendy's.
Yeah, I was, when trying to think of what to say on this podcast, what occurred to me is Wendy's is just okay. It's not bad. It's not really good. It's just okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're one of those that have the plain hamburgers.
Mm-hmm.
And I will often ask for chili so I can put it on the hamburger.
Yeah. They're good.
Oh, and they have baked potatoes. Not many places have baked potatoes.
And
I'll get the baked potato and get a bowl of chili and put them together.
Yeah, especially since you've had your oral surgery and all mm-hmm. that. So
that was real easy to eat.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been back there for a while. Well, we tried yesterday, and they're...
Yeah, one of the places that we
mm-hmm.
we left.
Okay. N&J.
N&J. I think that's locally owned.
Yes.
Mediterranean food.
Mm-hmm.
I think they only have one.
Yep.
As far as I know.
Got a little market in there with it.
Yes, they have a bakery where they sell not just baked goods, but also like staples and canned goods and stuff like that
mm-hmm.
that you can't get anywhere else. It's Mediterranean, but it's not too Mediterranean. It's sort of Americanized, which pleases me.
Yeah.
I don't like really highly spicy stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I enjoy it. I think they have the best hummus in town.
Probably, but how could you really screw up hummus?
Trust me, you can.
Ground up garbanzo beans and oil and tahini and
yeah.
That's it. We make our own a lot.
Mm-hmm. It's good, though. I mean, but, yeah, I enjoy their food. They got really good kibbeh.
But not too spicy for kibbeh.
No, yeah. And the shawarma is good. But it's an overall good experience every time we go in there.
Mm-hmm.
So
there is a sort of, like, almost fast food Mediterranean chain called Medi's.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried it a couple of times, and it's too Mediterranean for me.
Yeah, you don't like it?
No.
Yeah. And I'm the picky eater.
Mm-hmm.
No.
But you are.
No, I'm not. All right.
Carlos O'Kelly's.
Mexican-Irish.
More Mexican than Irish, I guess.
Yeah. It's a joke on the name.
Hmm. It is a national chain, I'm sure.
Yeah.
A huge menu. I like the seafood enchilada.
Hmm. Actually, you were bragging about how much seafood is actually in it.
Yeah, I figured there'd be like two shrimp, one in each.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's pretty much stuffed with...
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like their chips and salsas. Their queso is good. Their guacamole is good. But it's very Americanized Tex-Mex type of.
Yeah, I suppose. But they have a huge variety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
On the border.
Well, we just went there recently for the first time.
I don't remember. I don't remember us going there.
It was right after I got my glasses. Remember you asked the waitress if you could get a cola?
So you could just take the Carlos Kelly sign down and put on the border, and it would still be the same restaurant?
Pretty much. I think they're known more for their alcoholic beverages than anything else. Yeah.
Hmm.
And since either one of us don't drink.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked it. I thought it was good. I used to go there all the time before. But I was disappointed in the portion size.
Yeah, me too.
It was... Very, very small.
Cutting back on the portions just isn't going to save you money because people are going to stop coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't foresee us going back there anytime soon.
I don't either.
So, yeah, I was really, really disappointed in the portion size. I mean, I think I ordered a grilled chicken breast, and I think I got like a little 4-ounce chicken breast. And everybody knows right now the chicken breasts that you can buy in the store are like 12 ounces. I mean,
mm-hmm.
they're behemoth-sized chicken, so...
Yeah, we'll come back to that.
Yeah.
That topic. Long John Silver's.
Ack.
I love it. I love the place. Fried fish is one of my favorite foods.
And I'll go there just because I love you.
You get clams.
No, I get their clams, and I've been getting their salmon rice bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty good, but... I did eat a piece of fish the last time we were there, remember?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I don't think you died.
My arteries were clogged for 3 days. I couldn't breathe properly after that, but yeah, I know you love Long John Silver's, and if you could...
And the greasier, the better.
Oh, it's... Anytime you pick up something and your fingers get dripped with grease, it's not good.
Well, don't worry. You won't get pimples from it.
No. Yeah.
I don't care what your mom says.
Yeah.
Arby's.
I enjoy Arby's. That's, I know you don't think much of Arby's.
Sliced roast beef. It's kind of a plain food. The one that they have with the cheddar cheese sauce is pretty good.
Yeah, the beef and cheddar.
Yeah.
On the onion roll.
Very messy to eat. I need a knife and a fork to eat that.
Yeah. I always get the French dip.
And I don't like putting sauce on things, so I think most people who eat Arby's put lots of their
horsey
barbecue sauce on it.
Yeah. But they got a new little slider, buffalo chicken slider there that's pretty good that I enjoy. But you need to eat like six of them to get full.
Yeah.
So, because it's basically just a chicken tender dipped in buffalo sauce with ranch dressing and a pickle on a Hawaiian roll bun.
Mm-hmm.
And, but they're tiny.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I like Arby's. And that's also real close to work.
Yeah, they're right next to the
Burger King. So.
McDonald's.
We really only go there for breakfast.
Yeah.
So.
Don't care for their quarter pounder or that. If I have to go there at lunch, I'll get their
filet-o-fish
sandwich. Mm-hmm. And usually order a double.
Yeah. Yeah, like yesterday you picked that up for me, the chicken tenders. Or the chicken nuggets, and they were good. So, thank you. I love the fries.
Their breakfast is good, and it's consistent.
Very
you can
consistent.
Go to any McDonald's in the world and get the same thing.
Yeah. Their fries, I do enjoy their fries, but their fries don't like me.
Hmm.
So, I have to pay the price if I do eat their fries. But their fries are one of those things that you have to eat immediately.
Well, any fry, once it's cold.
But... those are even worse. It's like you've got to eat it before you leave the parking lot if you don't want to drive through. So, okay. Wasabi hinkaku?
Hinkaku, yes.
Okay.
Hinkaku is the word dignity in Japanese.
Okay.
I don't really know that that's... there's probably lots of different meanings for the word. And it probably means like... fancy.
Okay. What does wasabi mean?
Wasabi is a kind of food.
Oh, okay. Duh. It's the green.
The green.
That's
stuff.
Right.
Yeah. It's like a root, I think. But in the United States, you're not getting real wasabi root.
Yep.
You're getting horseradish with some green food coloring on it.
Wasabi, it's a locally owned sushi.
I think there's only one in town.
There's three.
Oh.
There's one. There's one on Maze Road and there's one on Rock Road.
They're very expensive, but you know that's what you go for.
Is
to have good food.
Their rolls are very large though.
Yes, they are.
So, I don't.
You don't want to order two rolls.
Yeah, you made that mistake before.
Yeah.
But they make them so big sushi you're supposed to be able to eat. A bite, take a piece of sushi roll and eat it one at a time.
I don't think that's true.
Really?
But I don't know. I'm not an expert on...
But, I mean, the roll seems huge. I mean, you can eat one at a time, one piece, one slice at a time.
And the last time we were there, I ordered a spider roll, and they kind of, like, rolled it out flat before they fried it and made it the center of the roll. So it was as long as a sushi roll. Normally, a spider roll, they just cook it and it's like sitting on the side.
I don't know. I normally get their bento box when we go there.
And probably the only place you ever get a bento box.
Yeah.
Fat Ernie's.
Greasy spoon, right wing hangout.
What makes them distinctive is huge glasses. You don't need to ask for a refill because it's a huge glass of whatever you ordered.
Yeah.
The plates are big. The portions are big.
Yeah.
And so are the customers.
Yeah.
We have to be very careful when we go there not to mock Trump, because we know that people in our state carry weapons.
Yeah. And that's a right. Basically, Fox News is blaring in the background
the
whole time.
Fox News all the time.
So we have to keep each other in check about what we say when we're there. So,
but great food.
Yeah, very good food. It's the only reason we go.
When the when they used to have the bear run here in town, that was the restaurant they chose to do their catering.
Oh, really?
But and they didn't seem to mind a bunch of gay people buying their food.
Green color money.
Hmm.
So, Gangnam Korean Grill. Expensive.
Pretty expensive, yes. You know what Gangnam means?
Gangnam Style. Boom, 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 boom. Is there a dance song? There's a dance song?
I don't know that.
No, I don't know what Gangnam means, but
it
I know there's a
dance. South of the River.
Oh, is it? Okay. Hmm. I don't want to eat there again. I'm kidding.
Well, kind of like that place. We haven't been there in forever. They didn't want to call themselves Ganges because there was already a restaurant called Ganges, so they just called it Yellow River.
Oh, wow.
Who wants to go to a restaurant called Yellow River?
Yeah. P River. Hmm. That's funny. But it's a Korean grill. We've never done the grill.
No, we haven't.
I would like to try that one time.
Mainly because I prefer bulgogi.
Yeah. And they got pretty good bulgogi.
I don't think you can get bulgogi on the grill.
Yeah.
Maybe you could. I don't know.
Also, I guess I'd say I want to try the grill, but who actually wants to go out to eat and make their own food?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that the reason you go out to eat? So someone else makes the food for you?
Yeah. Although, we haven't done it. I used to get hot pot every once in a while, which is like a big bowl of chicken or beef broth with a sterno under it. It's extremely hot. And then they give you all this raw meat and vegetables, and you put it in there yourself and cook it and heat it.
Mm. Where do they do that in town somewhere?
There is a couple of places, yeah.
Mm.
We haven't been to them.
Yeah, I've been
we have a hot pot in the basement.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd be willing to try that.
Angelo's.
One of my favorite Italian restaurants.
Pretty obvious that it's going to be an Italian restaurant. Yeah. And it's called Angelo's. They have been around forever.
Mm. It's funny. Anytime I post, there's an Angelo's back home in New Jersey, in Atlantic City. We actually went, we were right by when we went home and visited. And I posted on Facebook that I was eating dinner at Angelo's. And all my friends from New Jersey were like, "You're home? What are you doing home? You didn't tell us you were home." My mom even said, she's like, "I was going to be really upset if you were at Angelo's and didn't tell me." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm going to fly. I'm so made of money that I'm going to fly all the way to New Jersey to eat there and then come back. And the food's good, but it's not that good." But it's a pretty good Italian restaurant.
More authentic Italian than a lot of places.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They make their own homemade Italian sausage.
Pickled eggplant.
Pickled eggplant, which I could eat by the pound.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
a place that ought to have a little bakery and store and sell that pickled eggplant.
Yeah, that would be awesome. But I enjoy it. It's one of my favorites. Could be a little pricey at times.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you enjoy it.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Okay. Ruben's Mexican Grill. Another Americanized.
Americanized, yeah.
That's big, very large menu.
Pretty large, yeah. Ruben, the guy who owns it, was robbed. A guy came into the restaurant and pulled a gun in his face and demanded money. And I think he said something like, "Please just put down the gun and take everything you want."
Hmm.
And I guess the guy got a bunch of money and started to leave, and then turned around and said something like, it's too bad this is going to be the last thing you'll ever see, and shot Reuben.
Well.
And I guess he carries a gun. And he shot the guy back. They caught him. I think he got 5 years or
that's
something
it?
Like that.
Yeah. Well, and Reuben's still not the same.
I think they had to remove most of his intestine.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll probably never be able to use his arm ever again.
Oh, wow. That's a shame.
But he still, visits with all the customers and everything.
Yeah, but you can tell he's different.
Yeah, he is different than he was before.
That's what happens when you're fatal, almost running with death. So, but it's a good place to go. It's one of our standby Americanized Mexican grills. So
it's a shame that story is more interesting than the review.
Yeah, but Felipe's.
Felipe's more of a Mexican restaurant.
More of a traditional.
Not quite as Americanized.
Yeah.
It's not fast food.
You
definitely have to sit down. I think they have two or three locations. One of them is very fancy with a courtyard and a fountain and everything.
Mm-hmm. That's someone near our house.
Uh-huh.
But it's good food. It's nothing to rave about, but it's...
The main problem is they don't open till 5. And
no, that's Chico's. Felipe's is open.
Felipe's doesn't open till 5 either.
Well, the one near our house does. The one across the town is open at like all sorts of hours.
And like old people, we have to be in bed by 5.
Yeah. So.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
What can you say about Kentucky Fried Chicken?
I think it's the standard for fried chicken.
Yeah.
Even though it's not fried chicken, it's pressure cooked.
Pressure cooked chicken.
They must get some really monster chickens, because in comparison, when you get fried chicken anywhere else, it's like you're eating fried pigeon.
Mm-hmm.
Because the chicken at Kentucky Fried Chicken, they must be huge.
Yeah.
Puts all the others to shame.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I really want to know what kind of conditions those huge chickens were raised in.
No, you don't. You don't want to go to any chicken farm. It's gross.
Don't want to know how the sausage was made.
No, not at all.
Village Inn.
Another breakfast place.
Locally owned, I think.
Chain. It's a chain.
No, it's a chain. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, now that I think about it, they all have uniforms and
the pie. All
the service is very standardized. They say the same thing every time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that does sound like a chain.
Yeah.
We used to go there because
you like the corned beef hash.
No, it's because I like the hash. Hash browns.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah.
Because every restaurant that has hash browns, they're like burnt on the outside and still frozen in the middle. And Village Inn has started doing that too. And I have a theory about that.
What's that?
My theory is that the health department makes them run the grill at a certain temperature, and it's too high to make good hash browns.
Hmm.
That everybody ends up burning them on the outside.
Okay. That would make sense.
And I don't know how they got away with having good hash browns for so long, but now they're like everyone else's.
Yeah. But yeah, they're kind of known for their pies.
And I don't think I've ever had pie there, ever.
I think I might have had them once or twice, but it's okay. It's pie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want a good pie, you had them all. So, Taco Shop.
Taco Shop. Fast food Mexican. Probably the best fast food Mexican in town. I
barely can call it Mexican food, though.
Mm.
Just because they use tacos and tortillas does not make it really Mexican food, because it is the most bland American style.
Which I just love.
Yeah, I know you do. So
they have several locations. They are locally owned. I think my mother knows the woman who owns the company.
Mm-hmm. But it's cheap.
Very cheap, yeah. And good, pretty much consistent.
You know what you're going to get every time you go there.
I wish there was one closer than Taco Bell, because we end up going to Taco Bell is because they're close.
Well, there's the one right there at George Washington and Harry, but
yeah, you have to worry about waiting on a train when you go that
way.
Yeah,
that's true. Okay, Nori, Japan.
Nori, Japan.
That's the place in the mall, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
You know what nori is.
Isn't it eggs of some sort?
Nori is seaweed that's
pickled.
Kind of plant pounded into a flat sheet, and that's what they wrap the sushi in.
Oh, okay. Okay.
This place is at the mall. There's lots of places at the mall, food court, that we'll eat because you can go to one place and I can go to another place and we can sit down and eat and both get what we like.
Yeah, I don't know anything about this place because this is one of the places that you go to.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those hibachi grill kind of places. Although I generally just get a bento box and maybe some fried shrimp.
Fried shrimp, yeah.
Longhorn Steakhouse.
Your average chain steakhouse, pretty good.
It what?
It can be inconsistent, though, I think.
The service can,
yeah.
But the steaks are all, they're, you ask for medium or medium well, that's what you get. The size is always about the same. Really, the only inconsistent thing is you just don't know who your waiter's going to be.
Yeah.
And I don't really like to give a bad review of a restaurant because of the server, because next week it'll be a whole different person.
That's true. And they could be having a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's kind of like our, we eat out of all the steak places, that's the one we probably go to.
Yeah, we've tried them all, and that's the one we end up going back to.
Yeah. So, also, Oriental Restaurant.
My favorite place. Also was, started by a Korean woman who came to town and opened this little tiny restaurant. And I like bulgogi. They have the best bulgogi in town. But a few years ago, she sold that to somebody else. And it's been sort of inconsistent since then.
Okay. It's still pretty good, though.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
It just, you just never know.
Yeah. Dave and Buster's.
Known more for the video games and arcade stuff.
And we really just went there on a one-off just because my work was having a function there.
Yeah, and they paid for it.
Yeah, and then we ordered food, but I mean, they had a...
I think we paid for the food, but they gave us a $25 card for the games.
Yeah.
Which lasted about 1 minute.
Yeah, I think we went through two of them. Well, yours and mine, and then we wound up whatever prizes we won, we gave to one of my coworkers.
The prize points,
yeah.
So she could get a better prize.
Yeah, she was so excited, though, because she got what she wanted, so it made her day. But, I enjoyed, but I got chicken tenders when I was there. So you got, like, a salmon plate.
Yeah. I don't remember if it was good or bad.
You said you liked it when we were there, so... But it was a one-off. I don't think we'll be back.
Too many little kids running around.
There, and the only reason we ate there is we had a private room. Can you imagine eating in the middle of all the clatter and hubbub of all the games? Yeah, no. You're not the most talkative person, so, I mean.
Maybe if we went after my work, you know, from 4 to 5, maybe it wouldn't be like that.
Yeah, because we went on
but we would probably want to go mainly for the food, and you get that stuff anywhere.
Yeah, we went on a Saturday night, I think at 8 o'clock at night. So.
If you've got lots of kids, it's probably the place to go.
Yeah, so, and our kids have four legs and fur, so, hi, Rudy.
New Way Loose Meat Sandwiches.
Another one of your favorites.
Yes.
Go for it.
It's like a hamburger, but they're not hamburger patties. The hamburger is chopped and into little bits and cooked in spices.
Spices? I mean, it's on fat.
Yeah, it's on fat and Lots of onion. I love it. You can order them juicy or dry, and you always order them dry because you don't want to get a little speck of fat anywhere in your sandwich.
No, I don't want to squeeze it and have it look like a sponge with grease dripping out of
That's when it's the best, when it's dripping onto your plate.
it. I think I'm going to vomit.
They also have pork tender and hot dogs and other stuff, but why do that when you can have a loose meat sandwich?
Yeah. That's all I got to say about that.
Unfortunately, the one near us did not survive the pandemic, so we have to drive much further to go to one.
Yeah. Master Wok.
Masterwok is another one of those places in the food court at the mall.
Oh, you got the food there just because you.
No, you did.
It was you got the fried rice there. Because it was right after your
Oh,
surgery.
okay.
I went to Charlie's.
I think what mainly distinguishes them is the person who stands out in front with the little free samples on toothpicks.
Tries to give away free food.
Charlie's Philly Steaks,
Love it.
also in the mall food court.
Yeah. Philly cheesesteaks. That's what they're known for. It's one of the best in town that you can get here anyway. So.
Probably. So you get a cheesesteak and I go get a bento box
Yeah.
at Nara Japan.
But yeah, it's good. I wish there were better cheesesteak places here in town. The only other one that's better probably would be Mike's.
Firehouse Subs, you like them, don't you?
Yeah, but
They
I
have
can mean
cheesesteak, don't they?
Jersey Mike's is probably the best for a cheesesteak.
Oh, yeah.
But they're expensive.
Unfortunately, they're expensive, and one time they double charged me, so it was $70 for
Yeah,
two
which is
sandwiches.
ridiculous.
Yeah.
So.
Dairy Queen, also in the food court.
We know we go there and get their Orange Julius.
Yeah. And sometimes that'll be our drink, but sometimes we just go and just get an Orange Julius or a
Blizzard.
Blizzard, yeah.
Yeah. I sometimes get their hot dogs.
I don't think that particular one has hamburgers or chicken sandwiches or anything. It's just ice cream and,
Yeah.
Olive Garden.
Olive Garden's standard
We don't
chain
go there very
Italian
much
restaurant.
because we're not lesbians.
Yeah. Yeah, it's. I don't want to say it's good, but it's not bad. I more like their bowls of soup and their endless breadsticks and salad.
Aren't they the place that has the cheese bread?
I don't know.
So like the cheese biscuits?
No, that's Red Lobster. Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Oh. Yeah, well, we may have to go there because Red Lobster just declared bankruptcy, so they probably won't be around much longer.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. Not like we went there very often, so.
Too expensive.
Versus the amount that you get.
Domino's Pizza.
I like Domino's. Can't believe I'm admitting that. I'm probably going to lose my jersey card for saying that. I like their thin crust. You don't really particularly like them.
No, and they slather on lots of sauce, and I don't care for that.
Yeah. You like the blander, the better.
I suppose, and I like lots of toppings. I'll get beef and mushroom or, and I like to have better choices, I guess.
Yeah. Mediterranean Grill.
Right outside the mall. Sort of like a cross between Angelo's and N&J.
Yeah.
Very inconsistent service.
Yeah.
They're okay.
Yeah.
They're not good, they're not bad, they're just okay.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you're gonna be there a while.
Yes. Yes.
So.
They have like one server and one cook.
Yeah, so. But it's pretty good. It's a nice change of pace. We don't go there
I
very
think
often.
it's just locally owned. I don't think they even have, they just have the one restaurant, as
Yeah, I
far as
think
I
so.
know.
And then finally, Chili's.
Chili's. The name speaks for itself.
Yeah.
Once again, not great, not bad,
Just kind of there.
just okay.
Yeah. So that's it for the restaurants. And the bad thing is there's probably a ton of more restaurants that we could have went through. So, but what's your favorite joke this week?
How do you find a Greek sandwich?
How do you find a Greek sandwich?
No guesses?
No, you got me stumped.
You look through a gyroscope.
Ah, that's a good one. That's cute. It's a dad joke, but it's cute. So, you're a daddy anyway. So, can't call you my silver fox. Wow, if looks could kill right now.
Well, sorry we rushed through this, but I think Kurt has an appointment to get to with the basketball game or something.
No, I'm getting hungry actually talking about all this food.
Me too. We hope you enjoyed episode 99 of the Bear and Kura podcast. This is Bear.
This is Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled A-W-E-S.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.